forecast for the Princeton area. This morning, patchy fog early, then partly sunny and humid. South wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. This afternoon, partly sunny, hot and humid. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late. High in the mid-90s with heat indices 100 to 105. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain chance 20%. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening shower or thunderstorm, then partly cloudy. Humid with a low in the lower 70s. Southeast wind around 5 miles an hour. Rain chance 20%. Sunday, partly sunny, hot and humid. A chance of thunderstorms late. High in the mid-90s with heat indices 100 to 105. South wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain chance 30%. Sunday night, a chance of evening thunderstorms, then turning cooler. Becoming mostly cloudy. Low 60 to 65. Rain chance 30%. The extended forecast, Labor Day, a chance of showers, cooler. High around 75. Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows 55 to 60. Highs 75 to 80. Here is a climate summary for the Quad Cities for today, Saturday, September 2nd. The high temperature yesterday was 97, and the low was 73. The average temperature was 85 degrees, which is 16 degrees above normal. The normal high for today is 80, and the normal low is 58. Last year the high was 93, and the low was 61. The record high for today is 99, set in 1953. The record low is 38, set in 1946. There were 20 cooling degree days yesterday. The total so far this September is 20. And the total for the season is 833. No rain fell yesterday. The total for the month is 0. The normal is 0.14 inches. The total for the year is 27.30 inches. Normal is 27.53 inches. The peak wind gust yesterday was 15 miles an hour, from the southeast. Sunrise this morning, 6:30 a.m. Sunset this evening is at 7:33 p.m. Here are some early morning river stages. On the Mississippi River, at Comanche the stage was 9.5 feet, and in the Quad Cities at Lock and Dam 15, 5.4 feet. On the Illinois River, at Morris the stage early this morning was 5.1 feet, Bushell 10.6 feet, and at Henry 14.5. On the lower Fox River at Dayton the stage was 5.6 feet, and the Vermilion River at Leonore the stage was 2.8 feet. And finally, on the Green River near Geneseo, the river stage early this morning was 3.6 feet. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXL-22, in Bureau County. At 7 a.m. at the Quad City International Airport, skies were clear. The temperature was 72 degrees, the dew point 70, and the relative humidity was 93%. The wind was southeast at 3 miles an hour. The barometric pressure was 29.97 inches and rising. At the Greater Peoria Regional Airport, fog was reported. The temperature was 71 degrees, the dew point 70, and the relative humidity was 96%. The wind was calm. The barometric pressure was 29.98 inches and rising. Within a few hours drive of Bureau County, Rockford, fog and 69. Aurora, fog and 67. Chicago, fog and 72. Bloomington Normal, fog and 70. Springfield, fog and 67. Sterling Rock Falls, 68. Across the Midwest, Minneapolis, fog and 59. Milwaukee, thunder and 69. Indianapolis, fog and 73. St. Louis, fog and 73. Kansas City, partly cloudy and 72. Omaha, fog and 71. Des Moines, fog and 71. And once again at 7 a.m. at the Quad City International Airport with clear skies, the temperature was 72. At the Greater Peoria Regional Airport with fog, the temperature was 71. Some patchy fog can be expected across the region this morning. The fog may be dense near low lying or other fog prone areas. The fog should dissipate quickly this morning. Temperatures will rise into the lower 80s by 9 a.m.
Heat and humidity to continue through Sunday. High pressure will remain across the area today and Sunday, keeping hot and humid conditions across the region. Heat indices today should remain just below advisory criteria, but are expected to be in the 100 to 105 degree range. Moisture in the lower atmosphere remains plentiful, evident by dew points in the lower 70s. A weak upper level disturbance is forecast to move across the area during the late afternoon and evening hours. This disturbance may provide enough lift to develop isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon or evening. These storms are not expected to be severe due to light winds aloft, but heavy downpours are possible. Quiet but humid conditions are expected tonight. Hot and humid conditions are expected during the day Sunday, with indices nearing 105 degrees. Advisories for heat may again be needed on Sunday. A strong cold front is forecast to move through the area Sunday evening. Scattered thunderstorms are possible along and ahead of the front due to the extreme instability. Pulse-type severe thunderstorms are possible late Sunday afternoon into early evening along ahead of the front. The main severe threat would be downbursts and hail. Much cooler and less humid conditions are expected later Sunday night and into Labor Day with no chance of severe weather. Emergency managers are urged to listen to later forecasts this weekend as potential for severe weather becomes better defined. Spotter activation might be needed late Sunday afternoon and evening.